I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Have you started your shopping yet? If you're out looking for toys this holiday season, you're going to find a lot of bargains on the shelves. Call it toy wars. Retailers are vying to have the lowest prices, even if that means taking a loss on toys. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, we've seen this before, haven't we? Stores trying to outdo each other in the bargain toy department.
Sure, absolutely. But the stakes were raised this year when Walmart started its aggressive toy pricing really early. Usually it starts around this time, post-Thanksgiving. But Walmart started advertising in mid-October, and that really caught most of the other toy retailers off guard, enough so that Toys R Us even mentioned it on an investor conference call a couple of weeks ago that this was eating into their sales.
Is there a particular toy that's cut rate this year? There have been in years past.
Well, when Walmart went out early, most of the hype was around Hokey Pokey Elmo. They actually priced it below cost, and that forced other retailers to do the same thing. They also lopped off about $20 from a $50 Hot Wheels set. So after that, some retail analysts went out and they did a survey. They put a bunch of toys in shopping carts at different stores, the same toys, and found out that the cart at Walmart cost a whole lot less overall than anywhere else. So that is a lot of marketing pressure. Something Walmart is pretty famous for.
You said that some of the stores are actually selling toys at a loss. Is that right?
Yeah, they're selling for less than what they paid the companies that make the toys. So the natural question is, why would any retailer do that? I asked John Taylor. He's a toy and video game industry analyst at Arcadia Investment Corporation. And he said, at least at the big discount chains like Target, it's because they'll do almost anything just to lure customers in and get them shopping.
If Target can get mom in the store because there happens to be a Swan Lake Barbie priced $5 cheaper than anywhere else, she's probably going to pick up some other things that have normalized margins in them. So overall, in that sale basket, Target benefits.
And, of course, consumers benefit because they're getting all those toys at deep discounts. And, in general, people tend not to want to pay premium prices for toys because, you know, they're going to be played with for a week or a month, and then they'll probably go in the box and be forgotten.
Tess, I know that this is an important time for retailing in general, but for toy manufacturers, this has got to be it, right?
It is, absolutely. Typically, the holiday shopping period makes up about 50 or 60% of the year's sales, so it really is do or die. And in the Marketplace Newsroom today, more toy mania. We're asking which ones are more to be feared than fun.
Okay, we'll listen for that. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.